young you are. I don't care if you're married, single, divorced, engaged, or shackled. You gotta straighten out something every now and then. But I want you to think about all the times that you've heard somebody say, let's straighten it out. Think about it. And I guarantee you that most of the time, it was a man who said it. Now the reason why I say that is, well, let's face it, most of the time it's a man who makes it crooked in the first place. We don't mean no harm, that's just the way we are. Sometimes we do have a tendency to sort of take you for granted, don't we? Always acting like we don't understand some things. But I believe a woman feels things deeper than a man. I don't care what nobody says. I believe a woman loves stronger than a man. Because you see, sometimes we just don't seem to understand. I know because, you see, I'm speaking from experience. Because I came home one day and my woman was just going all around the house not having very much to say. And I was kind of puzzled. I didn't know what to do. So I looked her straight in the eye and I said, sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me. And tell me what's on your mind. Don't you keep on telling me everything's okay. 'Cause if it wasn't, you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, baby. Sitting around pouting all day long. Now how the hell you expect me to understand when I don't even know what's wrong? Let's straighten it out. When you turn your back to me and you covered your head, oh, you didn't even say goodnight. If you're tired and you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll leave you alone. Instead of laying there crying, your eyes out, baby, you and me ought to be getting it on.
Dean, your Sunday musical supervisor for the G. Lou Oldie Lowrider Show. Come and take that ride with the G. Lou Tribe. Feel the chill. Vibe. Also, I want to thank G. Lou for the opportunity and platform that has been given to many of us. May the Most High continue to bless the show with longevity. Let's roll.
Well, yay, yay. With that being said, what up, everyone? Welcome to the world famous G. Lou Show, OG Sundays, fabulous Lowrider, ODs for all the homies and the home girls. I am G. Lou, your host with the most. I want to welcome everyone to another special edition of OG Sundays. It's Sunday night, the 21st of January, 2024. It's hard to, you know, even say that. He's like, wow, 2024, January 21st. January is already rolling on. 24 is already rolling in. And we got you on the carpet tonight with us, the red carpet, blue carpet, whatever way you like it. You on it with us tonight. I am G. Lou. Like I said, I got Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, the baddest DJ in the world, DJ Maniac with me tonight. And we're going to do some great things. And I just got through done watching this game, man. This game was freaking incredible, man. It's like, wow. But enough of that. Check this out. First, before we get started and I bring everyone in, let me give a shout out to our sponsors for the evening. First and foremost, BTP Media Group. You need your stuff promoted, music, DJ, whatever you do in the music field, get at BTP Media Group. They'll make things happen for you in a real way. Shout out to the Bay Area. Shout out to San Francisco in the Bay because they're going to the NFC Championship as well. Shout out to the Lions. So shout out to them. Much love and respect. So BTP Media Group, follow them on all platforms to get your shit put out there in the right way. Also, shout out to 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. FM-ism. Every Thursday night after 6, Cruise Mix, Tweed Cadillac. Baddest oldies around. The homie does his thing. I assist him, too, on Thursday night. So check that out. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon and check her out on YouTube as well. Also, the producer of the After Hours Show on the G. Lou Show. Much love to her. Also, One World Magazine, the flyest, hippest, hottest magazine in the world. When it comes to hip-hop, One World Magazine, shout out to the homies over there. Get your issue fast in a hurry. That being said, let me go ahead and bring in my beautiful, lovely, number one rated cast on Sunday nights of the Blog Talk Radio Show. First, we got OG Queen Jean on the scene. What up, Queen Jean?
Hey, I'm like Lattimore said, let's straighten it out.
Let's straighten it out.
Let's straighten it out. That is an old school jam right there. I was like, okay, G. Lou, Lattimore, I hear you.
Kick it off, you know.
Good evening. You kicked it off well. Good evening to everyone. Happy DJ Day. It was actually yesterday, but to you and DJ Maniac and all the other amazing DJs, Squaropolis and Casty and all the other DJs, happy DJs, because without you guys, the energy couldn't be funky on the dance floor, in the cars, sitting on the beds, wherever you're at, you know, the DJs make it happen. So happy DJ Day. Yeah, and hello to all the listeners. It is Sunday. Wow. February the what? 21st? January. I really jumped the gun.
January.
Huh? January. I'm trying to take you out of February 21st. Right now, y'all. 2024. So Aquarius season is almost here. So I see them already out there putting it out. So, yeah, DJ Maniac and Queen Cousin Marcy, what's happening?
Yeah, we got Cousin Marcy up in here. DJ Maniac, give them a proper introduction. What up, Cuzzo? What up, Maniac?
Greetings, loved ones. How's everyone tonight? Cousin Marcy in the building. Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. DJ Maniac. Hey, DJ Maniac. Speaking of DJs and DJ Maverick, I never really asked, do you DJ or you just were like, what's happening, Maniac? I ain't never seen you on the ones and twos, partner.
That's a good question. I used to when I was real young.
Okay.
But now I'm like into music production, like creating sounds and stuff.
Right. You know, really though, all the great producers were DJs at one time, so that makes sense, bro. So,
yeah,
you know, all good. Yeah, for sure.
And if you think about it, we all had some kind of little DJing in us because when we used to have our house parties, I would DJ the music.
Yeah.
Right. That's where you started at. That's where it just started.
That's where it started.
That's where it all started, I think, for everyone in somebody's living room.
Absolutely. Well, we've heard some of the greatest come on our show and say they started in their living room or in the basement.
Right.
So, yeah.
Doing it for
the
neighbor's kids.
Shout out to the DJ.
Or whatever, for their parents or however they started. Yep.
And it's crazy because nowadays they do do some type of DJ on the new MPCs now.
Oh, straight up?
On the new what?
MPC beat machine.
MPC beat machine. But I like the turntables better.
You know, I always ask people that too when we have DJs or people on our stuff that are producers, like, do they prefer? Because, you know, the new way is a lot easier and stuff. But, you know, back in the days, you had to have them turntables. You had to know what you was doing. And you had to have your records and crates and all that. So I ask the DJs and stuff now, do they prefer the new way or the old way? You know, they mostly say they appreciate the new technology, of course, but they all, I think, say the old way. You know what I mean? But it's less stressful,
absolutely,
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, when they can be on them turntables like that, that's that old school. That's that best DJing, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is, really. That. And that's when you know you got a real DJ. If you see someone on them turntables, you know he a real one. You know what I mean?
Still.
Still. So shout out to all the DJs, like Queen said, man. Happy DJ Day yesterday, whatever it's called. You know, shout out to all the DJs, man. Can't do it without y'all. For sure.
I just grab aux cords, and you're going to get what you're going to get. You're going to get some of this Nirvana. You're going to get some of this everything.
The red going to the yellow, and the yellow going to the red.
Right. Do not give me the aux cords.
Right.
Some Lady Smith Black Mambazo. You never know where we're going, okay? Oh, my goodness. I was just taking a breather, y'all. Y'all will not believe what just happened to me. Right before, 5 minutes before the show, Cameron just almost took all 4 fingers off of her left hand.
Oh, wow.
Trying to put together the Snoop Dogg cage, and all I hear is, Mama! Her hand was stuck, y'all. So I'm just over here just like breathing a sigh of relief. She said, give me a hug. I know I scared you. So, because of Marcy, just had to bring it down a minute, y'all. But ready for the ride. Jeez.
Oh, we.
Oh, Marcy. Yeah.
Thank God. We definitely didn't want that.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm just stuck in the visual. That's where I am. I'm stuck in the visual.
Girl, because you can see it. And Max is back there barking like, what are y'all doing?
He's saying humans. Look at the humans, but they holler at me.
Look at the humans. Right. Putting together his house. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was a sight to see. But thank you, Lord. Everything is all good. My baby got all her fingers.
Sunday, yeah. Okay, Cameron, you can't call off of work because of that. You got to still go to work.
Now, she apologizes to me. I'm like, all right, because she know, like, I'm that mom, like that helicopter mom. Like, Queen, I was just telling you, like, between these kids and this dog now we're going to have to fit some room in here. Was mama to have a day, y'all were wearing me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't worry about nobody else. Jesus.
Right.
Oh, my
goodness. Well.
Sorry, D-Lou. I'm not like, I'm always going on with that girl.
I need to hear some ice cream.
Nah,
give me some ice cream, D-Lou, on the side.
Right. I got to get some. Yeah, I'm going to get some right now.
Click.
I gotta get some right now. Wow.
Let's take a ride with that.
Let's take a ride. Let's get in the mood right quick. OG Sunday.
Feel much like romance. Here, man, and you and your are a legend now. You understand what I'm saying, man? So I want to give you a big shout out, man. And another person I want to shout out is my sis, Queen Jane, man. She jumped in my life. I don't know how the fuck she got in here, man, but she jumped in my life, man, and she turned out to be my inspirational leader. And I lean on her, man, and I don't have no problem reaching out to her, and she don't have no problem reaching back out to me, man, and we got that kind of relationship, and it ain't nothing but a brotherly and sisterly thing, and it's really spiritual, so
Show presents OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies, the number one rated Sunday night show, hosted by the man himself, G. Lou, with the amazing squad as co-hosts, Big Flossy, Hank the Gangster, and myself, Queen G. Sit back and let the fellas serenade you, ladies. And for you guys out there, I'm going to throw in a couple of tunes to serenade you. With that being said, enjoy the ride, get you some personality, get your chill glass, and just hang out with us. Peace and love.
I just want to give a shout out, I guess, to everybody, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. Respect that G. Lou show. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing that's happening right now. It's the most popular thing on the radio. So tune in, listen in, log in, call in. It don't matter. Just make sure you're in the car. And much love to you, G. Lou, for, you know, allowing me to be here and sit at this damn long table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That part right there. Shout out to homie OG Snow, man. What they know about that Blue Magic, Queen Jink. Jeez Louise.
I know, right? That was like old school right there for real. I only stopped to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the classic album, though. That's that classic album right there. Mm.
Yeah. Philadelphia sound.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Say that again.
The Philadelphia sound.
Straight out of Philly.
Oh,
my God.
All right, boy. Yay. What's going on out there, y'all? Go ahead, Queen.
It's cold. That's what's going on out here. The pipes are frozen. In the bathroom, I was like, oh, my God, is it too much stuff underneath the sink? Do I need to go change some things around in the bathroom underneath the sink? I know it's by TMI, but the water wouldn't come on. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So I thought I did something.
So you got to keep that water running at night when it's cold like that. You got to keep a little bit running, I think. They said,
oh my God,
so it don't freeze up. Yeah.
So it just came back on like an hour ago, so it's been off all day. Mm-hmm. So my daughter said, well, you got to have the water coming out a little bit. I said, it's going to drip all night.
But you got to do that when it's that cold. Don't freeze up. Yeah, but you know, shoot. If not, it'll freeze up.
I know.
Still going to be stuck, you know?
It's three other bathrooms in here. We would have been good, but no, really. It just tripped me out because I... That drip all night, man, that's going to be... Do you know what each trip is going to cost? Man, not if I wasn't the one that's responsible for that. I'd be like, yeah, let's let it drip. That's my responsibility right there. So that's what's happening over here. It's just the cold weather. It's cold everywhere. Blessed to be above the soil, you know, to be on the roll call this morning. To God be the glory for that. Because
right.
You still go on your timeline and you see where people are loose and family members. I mean, oh, it's just so sad. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's happening in my world.
What's up?
I got an attitude of gratitude. How about that?
That part. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. What about y'all? Cousin Marcy, well, we already know what's going on in your world. You had to say four fingers. Praise God for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Maniac, she's making jewelry now. She's got her life on track. My go-to for tonight, man.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Portlandia.
Me either.
Portlandia, that's
my
show.
That must
be Cyborg.
Yeah. Oh,
yo. Crazy talk, crazy to, yeah, for show. And, you know, like I said, I don't be trying to burden y'all with too much of Cousin Marcy craziness, but, yeah, that really, it'll take me to a level where I could just, you know, just breathe. Y'all know I love to laugh, so. But today was a good day. I got my nap in. So, yeah, glad to be here. For real.
You know, napping is very healthy. I would just suggest to everybody, get you a nap in when you can get your nap in. Don't feel like, oh, I'm not old. I don't need to be napping. Napping is very healthy. It is a healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
Right, Cousin Marcy? Then you feel very good.
Remember
when you woke
in preschool?
Up from your nap?
That's why I
oh,
be
yeah.
so.
Remember
damn,
the daycare?
Like, even if I get 20 minutes. Yeah. Like in preschool,
yeah,
I used to hate nap for the first maybe week, the cots, exactly. But after like that week, and I figured out after we get up from this nap, I'm going to get more food, and then it's going to be closer to the time for daddy to come pick me up. Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to sleep.
Oh, no.
They just have to wake me up.
Yeah.
It was a problem. After I start liking my nap time, shoot.
So get your nap in. Get your nap in.
Yeah.
You off tonight, DJ Maniac?
At least I did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say, Queen G?
Are you off tonight this evening? Or are you just on waiting to clock in? Oh, good.
I am.
Yay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Happy.
That's what's up.
Toast to that.
Yeah.
I'm toasting that.
Yeah.
If I raise a glass, what y'all got in y'all glass? What the people drinking?
Moscato.
Hey, I got mine over here. I got my G-Lu juice. You already know I get out. You know what I mean? With the cube.
I got
mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you got,
Queen? I got a water bottle over here. I wanted to ask you something, G-Lu. Now, I was
What's
on
up,
your
Queen?
YouTube channel. I seen you put a video up, and you said you was in the Lakewood Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you said that was outside of Compton?
Yes.
is outside of Carson.
Well, I mean, they all right there to you know. Okay,
no.
Okay, Queen. I'm correct. Okay, Queen said no. Okay, Queen. Okay, well, correct me then.
I lived in Carson, and I would take
right.
Del Amo straight to Lakewood, and Lakewood
okay.
Mall is right there. Compton is like way over. It's
way
still, yeah.
like,
and
when
I was
you
like,
say way over, how much way over? It ain't that far. It's right
way over, way yeah. over where you shouldn't have said you was. It was outside of Compton.
You're
oh,
gonna
okay,
hit
okay,
Paramount
okay.
or Gardena before you hit Lakewood.
Gardena. Serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the ones that are right next to each other.
Okay.
But
okay.
it's okay. I mean, I just, you know, because somebody had said something to you, and I started to say something back to him, but I was like, that ain't my YouTube channel.
Uh-oh.
So. You check them
oh,
in
yeah,
a nice,
I, yeah,
you check
yeah,
them in
I
a
like
nice
to play
way.
With people, too, when they say something. But really what I was getting mm-hmm. at, too, was still the Lakewood Mall is where people used to go from Compton. That's the closest mall still, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
no,
you know,
the Carson
yeah,
Mall would be the closest to people.
The Carson Mall, because it's straight up, yeah, straight
yeah,
up Avalon.
It, yeah.
And then you take
okay,
the Carson Mall and then go straight up Del Amo to the Lakewood.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
So Lakewood
okay.
is more closer to Long Beach and Carson.
Mm-hmm. Carson.
Okay.
Don't hit all that. Look, Queen, why I feel
okay,
like
well, correct me then.
I haven't been down there since you've been out here, and it's just
this is
crazy.
For the next
like,
time you have a conversation. It's crazy like what?
Like how you remember those things. No, because I blanked out. I'm preparing for Marcy's Minute. I got some real juice for y'all tonight. And I just keep getting flabbergasted every time I read over this. But it's crazy how, like you remember, you know, just like where to go and what is right next to each other. And that stuff is so crazy when you don't realize, like, what areas you're in. I'm just speaking for myself. How close you were this and how close this is, and it's just like, and you people were really like fighting over streets and things of that nature, and you don't know, just you're right around the corner from each other, you know, or this
absolutely.
Is right there
right.
that is right there, but
oh.
it's just
yeah
it's like how you would know the Philly streets, DJ Maniac, and how certain areas they close right
mm-hmm.
there, you turn this corner and you're here, or you turn that corner and you're over in that area, but it's just interesting to me, and I probably won't know another area like I know home. Like I don't know where I'm at now, like I know there. You don't know North Carolina like how you know home. Or,
uh-uh.
You know Gilu, where you came from, Alhambra. It's just
right.
crazy, you know.
I don't
home
know.
Right, right.
I know that because I was in the streets. You know, I was driving, but
mm-hmm.
here I'm not driving. So, no, I only go
mm-hmm.
out to, like, Target, Walmart, you know, food places. But to, like, get outside, no, I don't know North Carolina at all. I didn't know that if you just go
mm-hmm.
basically a few miles over, you're in South Carolina. So, but, yeah, but I know Compton.
So, y'all are close to South Carolina?
Yeah, we're not even that far. And I didn't even know that. My daughter was like, Mama, we in South Carolina. I was like, what, like right around the corner? But it's not, it's a few
wow.
miles.
Oh, wow.
And you're in South Carolina. Yeah, so.
No,
I don't know.
Check you out.
What a good thing.
But
now
I don't know.
They got GPS, so it don't even matter.
Absolutely. But you know what? Some people have gotten misguided.
I don't know how we
GPS.
Used to do it back in the day. I don't know how we used to do it back in the day. Well, you got
the
wherever
actual
you want to
map.
Go, though. And it's crazy. Now we depend on GPS. You say
you're
what?
Right.
You learn them streets now. I mean, you know, back in the day, you learn them. You learn them. For me, landmarks was my thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Landmarks. You know, like, okay, if I didn't see this on the corner, then I knew even if the four corners looked the same, because sometimes some of the four corners look the same. But then you'd be like, wait a minute.
Right.
Something may be different across the street, but the other three corners, they had the same things on them, you know. So yeah, you gotta just pay attention when you out there. That's all, because you know the wrong turn. You guys remember
another
that family that made that
art.
Wrong turn, and
right?
They,
right.
The whole
yeah.
family ended up getting
yep.
killed, like years and years and years
yep.
ago. But it happened.
But it's crazy well, now traveling. How we just depend on GPS. But like I said back then, we ain't need it. But now it's like we depend on it. Like, you're like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
They taught us how to read maps in school.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that they should teach the young kids, you need to know, you know, even with a phone book, these kids, they don't even know how to look at a map. They wouldn't know a north to south, a Thomas guide. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're going to be lost somewhere either.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for
you know,
landmarks, like Queen said. You know, and it's crazy, like in the Walking Dead time, these kids aren't going to know how to fight the zombies. They don't know which way to go. Which way is north? Which way is south?
They don't know.
Run right into the zombie.
Right into the apocalypse now. You hear me? Well, I try to teach mine, but I'm put that on the list. Things to teach the kids still how to dial a rotary phone, how to read a phone book, and get into the Thomas guide. Tell me what way to go.
Well, wait a minute. What about this?
That's a lost
call.
My
grandson is 18 years old, right? And he had to sign some papers. So my daughter said, I need you to put your signature right here. So he went to go print. And she said, no, you have to sign it. And he was like, well, what is that? That's how I write my name. They don't teach them cursive writing in the schools.
Nope.
They don't. Well, we called it handwriting, but they don't teach them that in the schools. They just, everything is a print. I was like, wow.
Right.
Yeah, so no more signatures.
DJ Maniac. In your line of work, I'm sure that you have to come across paperwork like that, like on a daily basis, and you just be surprised, you know, at either the information that's entered into the forms, like Queen said, or where people, you know, they're not being taught that now and they're just printing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just do a three-letter
because
it's crazy. Yeah, it is. It's so different. So just let you know how everything in the world is changing. Every day is something that's new is changing. Every day there's something new. You're like, what? So,
yeah. Well.
Go ahead,
on top of our...
Well, he got the smart squad. Look, we got the smart squad. We know how to read a map, dial a phone. Such a button. Oh, Lord.
They said they are teaching the kids, don't be paying attention. Damn. Okay.
Well, out here, they're not teaching, so
that
I don't know, maybe wherever that is coming from, they're teaching, but out here, they're not teaching them the handwriting.
They're not
teaching
them.
They took it out.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that
queen
out here. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in California, some parts of Cali, they're doing it. You know, but out here, they're not doing it at all. I was totally shocked myself, but they're not. No handwriting.
Oh, the
cursive
thing,
writing.
No hand, because they all got, like, computer, iPad. What, you know what I mean? They give them out, like, that's crazy.
But they still should know, because when you had to sign, like, he had to literally sign paper. It was not
the
signature. It was actually, you know, but he's like... I did sign it. She said, no, we need your signature. Because, you know, some papers, it still say print and signature. It won't work.
Right.
I wonder what they teach in economics. Remember they taught us how to write checks and things? So they don't even probably know how to do that either, Queen.
No.
Write a check.
Mm-mm.
I don't even know if they got
economic
classes anymore.
No.
They got cooking classes because he takes a cooking class. So they doing that.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm all for that. Yeah. Yes.
They do need to bring some more classes back. You know, they do need to bring them back into the schools. But anyway, yeah, let's take a ride. So,
top of the hour, Queen Jean coming with the announcements. Y'all stay tuned. Marcy's Minute, a little bit after that. And Maniac going to get in the DJ booth. No, I'm just playing. We'll be back. OG Sunday, y'all, live.
I love it.
Check it out, y'all. You are listening to the G Lu Show, and this is DJ Clientele. It's hot, it's happening, it's popping. Tune in, and you're going to get a treat every single time. Word up.
gonna try to make love shine. Everybody gets a chance someday. You just take it when the moment comes along. There's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can do when you find the eyes of love are set on you.
Hey, check it out. Next up, we got Queen Jean coming up with those announcements, y'all, right after this.
Let me mute myself. Hey, 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 hey. So listen, I want to shout out FD Funnel Cake. They did send me some funnel cake mixture. I can't wait to watch the tutorial so I can make it correctly this time and just have a feast with it. So if you're interested in getting you some FD Funnel Cake mixture, they're located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton, Tuesday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Closed on Mondays. There's three ways to place an order. You can pull up an order, place a phone order by dialing 310-404-6849. You can order online through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Yeah, so follow them on IG as well, FD Funnel Cake. Thank you so much for my funnel cake mixture. I cannot wait to put that in the hot grease. Yay. Also, catch Big Deacon Hank Norman at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church and receive a blessing of free food located at 1401 West 34th Street in the city of Long Beach. That's all we first come, first serve. It's cold outside, so make sure you wrap up when you're on your way to get your blessing. And you can also attend Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and Bible study every Wednesday live on Facebook at 12 noon. And also, Hank is co-hosting the comedian show that's every Thursday at the Upper Room at 246 East 3rd Street. And if you miss the shows, you can follow the Roy Anthony Show on YouTube. I can never get that name out correctly. But, yeah, you can follow that on YouTube. Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Show airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as the co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. West Coast is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. Make sure you guys tune in to that Blog Talk Radio show every Thursday. Shout out to Tweed for always engaging with us here on our show, our Blog Talk Radio show. We appreciate that. Founder Cynthia Nunn of S&N Angels Food Giveaway every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow S&N Angels on IG. She puts up a video every on Friday night and Saturday so you can see just what's happening inside that warehouse where you can get that blessing. So that's every Saturday. Also, Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, is always accepting donations for the homeless. It's really cold outside, as we all were mentioning earlier. So if you can donate to him, contact him on Facebook under Luther Jr. Keith and on IG, the same, and donate some clothing. He will pick it up from you. So be a blessing to someone. And also follow My Tribe Rise on IG. They're always doing great things. Check out their website, mytriberise.org. Poison Ink Tattoo, 6693 Downey Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90805. Ask for Poison. Follow Mr. Poison on IG. He's a dope tattoo artist, so check him out. You can book in advance with a $50 deposit at 323-639-9747. So make sure you check him out. And for our YouTube channels, definitely the G. Lou YouTube channel. Go over there and check the contents out there. There's always something going on. Tonight is the Sunday's Oldies Rule Forever with Queen A. Love and G. Lou. It's a club vibe. Sometimes it's a blue room. But nevertheless, it's always a good buy. So go over to our YouTube channel and check out this show tonight. Check out Marcy's Minute as well. YouTube channel, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, and The Patio Politics. They drop a new episode every Tuesday night. So check them out. They have some dope episodes as well. Our very own G. Lou was on there as a guest also. So you can always go back and check them out. Also, follow Miss Kenya Ware on IG as well, seeing that she was speaking on the movie with Raymond Washington, and continue to pray for his mom as well. Shout out to Two Souls Forever. She's always doing her thing on IG, so check her out as well. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating the birthday anniversary in the celebration. We wish you the best. If you have any announcements, you can contact me, Nubian Queen Jean Lou, Nubian Queen Jean of the G Lou Show and Jean B. Berkeley on Facebook. And if you're interested in emailing me, that's number one, saucynana@gmail.com. And that will conclude my announcements for this evening. Back over to you, G Lou.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Come with that heat. Thank you, Queen Jean. Nubian Queen Jean.
Thank you.
Queen I love Queen Jean.
DJ Maniac.
DJ Maniac. I don't want no problems. Because I love her. I don't want no problems. Okay.
What you say?
Right.
What you say, cousin?
I'm messing with DJ Maniac. I'm messing with him. I said, I don't want no problems. Because I love her too. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
the beautiful thing,
goodness.
Queen Jean, y'all.
Thank you.
Announcements. Follow her if you need your announcements announced. Follow her, Queen Jean, or Nubian Queen Jean, the G Lou Show, IG, Jean Berkeley, Facebook. And there it is. Yay, yay.
Thank you. Yay, yay. Mm-hmm. West, West. Yay, yay.
West, West.
Oldies rule forever, y'all. If you guys have something you want to hear, don't hesitate to give us a call at 914-803-4001. Press 1. We will honor your request.
That part. That part. In that order. DJ Maniac, what's popping, homie? You rolling?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Check this out.
Care. first and foremost, as always, I like to say God is the greatest. Hello to yourself, Flossie, Hankster the Gangster. God bless him and his family throughout their trials and errors. And all the listening audience that's tuning in around the world, we want to thank you for not just tonight, but for staying down with us as a team throughout this whole G-Lu Urban, Progressive Urban Talk Radio. And, of course, Tweed Cadillac and the sponsors. Because it's sincere, because we really couldn't have did nothing that we're about to encounter right now without your support, G-Lu.
I'm just a young girl, dying to learn the ways of love, just to please you. You're the only someone I love. Come on and teach me. There are so many things that I just don't know.
Beautiful, don't you agree? Check this out right here.
Sunday, OG, Fabulous Lowrider OD Show. Take that ride with the Dope Squad, Hangsta the Gangsta, Cousin Marcy and DJ Maniac, myself, Queen Jean. We are here on Sundays to bring you guys a dope vibe. So thank you. We appreciate your support. Let's go 2024. Let's take that ride, y'all. Ciao.
show, man. Live and direct, man. Right here, man, from South Central Los Angeles, man. AKA Eastside Watts, man. And I'm right here with my boy G Lou, man, on G Lou Show, man. Much love, homie. Keep it popping, man. Keep it lifting, man. Keep on, keep killing them.
Hey, right, check it out. Coming up next, we got Cousin Marcy with that Marcy's Minute, and she says it's juicy, so hang tight.
Thank you.
Oh, we. Now, without any further ado, let me bring your cousin Marcy, because she got that Marcy's Minute on deck. Cuzzo.
I check 1 2 1 2. Yay. Thank you so much, Cuzzo. Queen Jean, DJ Maniac, and listeners, Cousin Mercy in the building. Get in here. I'm going to hold you for a couple of seconds, y'all. Alrighty, first up, to back, Common and J-Hud make it official. While Common was on her show, Common states, she's smart and she loves God. Okay, sir. That's awesome. Congratulations to the both of them. San Francisco 49ers will be going to the NFC Championships. Good for y'all and your fans. George Clinton receives a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yes, the P-Funk master himself, very much deserved. Congratulations to you, sir. Bonnie Morton, Chris Stokes' ex-wife, affirms his alleged sexual abuse actions are married a perpetrator of such crimes. The young lady did post on X, or Twitter as it was formerly known. Past victims have spoken out, include Rest in Peace to Quindin Tarver, and also Raz B, who accused Mr. Stokes and Marcus Houston of abuse. Who, or the World Health Organization, warns of a new disease X. It is already in the air, it's already in animals, and we all need to be prepared. What I got from that, you all, just keep wearing your mask when you go outside. Okay, now for the meat and potatoes of tonight, just listen up closely. Y'all might feel a little lost in the beginning, but I'm gonna break it down for you really quick. Okay, we're taking it to Georgia. Allegations against Georgia prosecutors likely damaged the case against Donald Trump with the election interference case. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis will appear in a Cobb County courtroom Monday in the divorce case of her co-prosecutor. Now, you may wonder, why is she doing that? I'll tell you right now. So as for the Fulton County cases, Acevedo, who is prosecuting, said the outcome of Roman's motions won't impact whether the cases will be prosecuted. We're speaking of the election fraud, okay? If nothing else, it will make the jurors have pause as they're seated, or the potential jurors. Will it ultimately decide the case? Probably not. Best case scenario, the defendant gets all their motions. We're set back. The grand jury reissues indictments. A new special prosecutor is appointed. So at most that you hope for is a delay, they explain, for the case of her special prosecutor. Now, getting into this special prosecutor. Oh, he's special, all right. Accusations from a co-defendant in the election interference case that Willis and her special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, had an inappropriate relationship. Now, Willis has been subpoenaed by Wade's ex-wife to testify in their divorce case. Wow. On Thursday, Willis filed an emergency motion for a protective order asking the judge to stay her testimony in the divorce case. Wade's ex-wife, Jocelyn, submitted bank records showing, listen to this, y'all, Willis and Wade took multiple trips together during the investigation into the Georgia election interference case involving President Donald Trump. I don't know what Aruba had to do with that, but apparently they went on that on the taxpaying people of Georgia's money. Two Trump advisors said the former president's team has watched the unfolding situation in Georgia with glee, and they expected Trump to continue the attack on Willis. It's a gift to us, one of the individuals said, requesting anonymity to speak about internal deliberations. The strategy, one of these people said, is to discredit the Georgia investigation and then use behind the scenes. Roman's attorney had been chasing a tantalizing piece of courthouse gossip that she'd heard, including, she said, from staffers inside the district attorney's office, whom she did not name, claiming that Willis and Wade were not just co-prosecutors, but also romantic partners. We're almost to the meat, y'all. Merchant said in an interview that the rumor first came up in late August when she began investigating why Willis had hired Wade as a special prosecutor for the case. a longtime criminal defense attorney from Cobb County. Merchant had spent years as a Fulton County public defender, during which time she faced off against Willis in cases and knew her and many of the staff lawyers on her team well. It's undercut and raised questions about the others. So these two have a little bit of more history. Stay tuned. The Georgia case is one of the four criminal prosecutions underway against Trump, even as he marches towards the GOP nomination for president this year. Trump has seized on allegations in campaign speeches, social media posts, referring to Willis and Wade as the lovebirds. On Friday, after the release of Wade's credit card statements, the former president accused the prosecutors of targeting him to enrich themselves and to live the lifestyle of the rich and famous. The scandal has dominated Wade's law office. An image of the special prosecutor emerging from his office gripping a handgun was published in the New York Post and later aired on Fox News. Lord, they didn't take it to Fox News. In August, a grand jury convened by District Attorney Fannie T. Willis of Fulton County indicted Mr. Trump and others in a conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia under the same criminal racketeering law, or RICO, used to charge. Who am I getting at, y'all? You guessed it. Young Thug. Ooh, this tea is getting hot. After nearly 2 weeks of salacious headlines, Willis has still not denied or directly addressed the accusations. Trump and others' critics have willingly filled that vacuum and amplified the most sensational claims. Regardless of what Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee, who is overseeing the case, decides to do, and regardless of whether the accusations are true, Trump has found a new line of attack on the validity of the Georgia case and Willis's decision-making that he is unlikely to abandon. Now, Ms. Fannie T. Willis, born Fannie T. Willis, 1971, hails from Inglewood, California. She's 52, has two children, graduated from Howard University with a BA. Will it be Free Thugger? How many people have got prosecuted under this DA in Fulton County? Ooh, keep your eye on this one. Credits to the Washington Post and AtlantaNewsFirst.com. That'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen, Jilu, Maniac, back to y'all.
Shout out to Cousin Marcy and those Marcy Minutes, number 45 and all that good stuff.
Me and Marcy.
I don't even know how he's still in the running. He got people dropping out the race. Like, is he pumping fear? Are they scared? Like, really?
People are really dropping
out. DeSantis dropped out today.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's happening,
mm-hmm.
but he's actually leading the
polls.
And
this is going to be horrible. Yeah, I mean, people, they're like turning their, and especially I heard down there, you know, in you all's area in the South, like, they're actually pumping, like in Florida, I heard they're ready to go. South Carolina, even some of North Carolina, they're going on this thing where it's just like they're even trying to get the young people because their whole fear is they don't want the Democrats back, you know, at all. They think that that's just going to, and then a lot of these cities in the states, they're tired of, so there's this immigration thing going on. So New York, Chicago, and I believe Texas, they've had buses and droves of people just dropped and plopped down in front of their, you know, places, their hotels. They're getting everything free. Of course, they're staying in luxury hotels in Manhattan and New York. They're getting job offers. They're getting hired as police and all kind of things. So it's a lot going on, and the people think that they're going to turn back, you know, to 45. And it's going to be different. So it's going to be an interesting election season for sure. But they're taking this like a piece of candy, like, you know, lady, what are you doing? You know, you're RICO-ing everybody, but you're running off with your co-prosecutor to Aruba. You're spending the people's money. Make it make sense. It's too much weirdness. So she just gave them a big freaking lollipop piece of candy where they're just like chewing it up like, oh, yeah, we got her.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's always something.
Mm-hmm. 2024, y'all. We got a vote and we got the Olympics.
You know what?
My favorite year is the ones where we vote and when we have the Olympics. Man, oh, man. And shout out to anybody out there that might be fighting a prosecution and they know that they just, you know, they didn't do it. What if they're innocent? You know what I mean? And this lady,
mm-hmm.
who knows? And you're working with your co-prosecutor? Ain't no telling what kind of midnight talk, late night talk, whatever you guys were talking about. Just putting people's lives away.
Yeah.
Gross.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
2024.
Marcy did it, man. Shout out to everyone out there, man. Tuned in tonight, wherever you are across the world, boys and girls from the land to Japan. It's G Luke, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, DJ Maniac. Shout out to OG Hanks and the gangster out there somewhere. Much love to you, brother, and everyone tuned in tonight. Any special requests you have, please let us know. You know what I mean? Just press 1 if you're listening in online. Press 1, call 914-803-4001. And if you're just listening online on your computer or somewhere, we appreciate that love. Please share the show as well, man, and check out all past episodes. You know what I mean? With that being said, Queen Jean.
Yes.
Queen Jean, I'm sorry. What do you call it? The musical supervisor. Let me go to your playlist and see what you got cracked. Yeah.
That's a beauty right there.
Have you ever met someone, and when they smile, you saw nothing but sunshine? Yeah. And on your first date, it was just like a dream come true. The night was so clear. The sky was so blue, and it seemed that nothing stood between the stars, your lady, and you. Your winters are like summer, and fall seems to be like spring. Then you finally admit that you love her, and life becomes a sharing thing. I felt
chance to find true love and make it last forever. From the first day, I knew it was just you and I together. What made you try those childish ways? What made you want to use me? Till now, today, we're not the same, and you're about to lose me. Me up and you put me down because of all our best friends. You seem to love to show yourself in front of all the other men. You tell the girls that I don't mind. Got such a good thing, but one day soon you're gonna find, hey, this fool of yours.
Good evening. I'm very proud of you. As you all know, I grew up in the South during Jim Crow, lived through segregation, I lived through integration. We moved to Los Angeles to have a better life and found that things were very similar there as they were down South. So as a mother of three boys, who tried to raise them on my own. Wasn't perfect, but yes, I could, and I'm proud of my son, and I just want to say I love Louis, and thank you for doing the show, and keep doing what you're doing. People need to hear this.
I love you the way you wear your hair.
Sundays on a Sunday, G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac, Queen Jean.
Yes, sir.
Do what you do.
That's a classic right there. That's sexual healing. It is. Thank you for everyone who tuned in with us on this beautiful Sunday evening during the golden time of your day, hanging out with us. It's always a pleasure to be back here with you all, DJ Maniac, Queen Cousin Marcy, and of course, our producer, King G Lou the Great. So this is what I was thinking today, you guys. Sometimes we are all taken into troubled waters, right? We are all taken into troubled waters sometimes. But we're not taken into troubled waters not to drown. We're taken through troubled waters to be cleansed. So marinate on that for the week. Know that when you're going through something, it's not to drown you. It's not to make you feel so, it's a cleansing. It's a cleansing. Mm-hmm. You just have to pay attention when things are happening to know why it's happening, to just figure it out. You know, we get another shot of life. Every day we're reborn. And that's for a reason. So figure it out. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. Stay prayed up. Do it all. Be kind. Be joyful. And have peace in your heart. Have peace in your heart. Because if you have peace in your heart, you can put peace out into the universe. And have that positive energy. I-N-N-E-R. Capital G. That energy, y'all. That energy. Not that E-E. N-E-R-G-Y energy. Y'all don't want none of that. So, you know, plug in and stay connected to the source of your life, which is the Most High. So peace, love, Ashe, I love the three of you. And
amen.
Y'all have a great
week. Love you, Queen Cousin. Great show, y'all. Maniac, G Lou, what she said.
What she said. Thank I'm going to just God. Leave it at that right there. I'm just leaving it just right there. Shout out to Queen Jean, Cuzzo, Marcy, Maniac. Thank y'all. Love y'all, man. Have a great, blessed week. And we'll do it again next time. Same place, same time, same place. You know what I mean? And don't forget to check out the After Hours Tonight on YouTube. We're going up.
Yay, yay.
Okay. We're not done, though.
We love y'all. We'll be out of here, y'all.
No, King.
Maniac.
No,
peace.
King.
Peace.
No,
come on.
No.
No,
wait.
Okay,
wait.
Okay,
King,
okay,
come
okay.
back. Come on.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, check it out. Like I always tell y'all, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. But best believe only 1 day without prayer can make you weak. So get on your knees. You ain't got to get on your knees. You just talk to him, man. You ain't got to do all that. Just talk to him, man. He talks back. I'm going to leave you with that, G. Lou. I'm out.
Ashe, y'all. Ashe. Thank you, King. We need to hear that.
Love y'all. Peace.